Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Educational Research Planning, Conducting and Evaluating Quantitative and Qualitative Research by John W. Creswell is a widely used textbook on research methodology in education. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical alone, it guides students and practitioners through the full cycle of a research study. From identifying a problem to reviewing literature, forming research questions, selecting a design, collecting data, analyzing results, and judging the quality of findings. The book is known for presenting quantitative and qualitative approaches side by side, rather than treating one as secondary to the other. It also introduces mixed methods thinking, showing how numerical evidence and interpretive evidence can be combined when an educational problem requires both breadth and depth. Written for education students, teachers, administrators, and beginning researchers, the book emphasizes clarity, procedural structure, ethical awareness, and evaluative judgment. It functions as both an introductory research text and a reference for designing credible studies in real educational settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the research process as a sequence of disciplined decisions. A central contribution of educational research is its presentation of inquiry as an ordered sequence of decisions rather than a loose collection of techniques. Creswell begins with the research problem because the quality of a study depends on whether the problem is significant, researchable, and connected to educational practice or scholarship. From there, the book moves to reviewing literature, defining a purpose statement, developing research questions or hypotheses, selecting a design, gathering evidence, analyzing data, and reporting conclusions. This structure matters because many novice researchers begin with a preferred method before clarifying what they need to know. Creswell reverses that tendency by showing that method should follow the problem and question. The book also makes evaluation part of the process, asking readers to judge whether claims are supported by appropriate evidence in educational settings. Where studies often influence teaching, curriculum, assessment, or policy, this procedural discipline reduces the risk of vague questions, mismatched data, and overstated conclusions. The result is a practical framework that helps readers see research design as a chain of connected choices. Secondly, quantitative research is measurement, comparison, and statistical inference. The book treats quantitative research as a systematic way to study educational variables through measurement and numerical analysis. Creswell explains that quantitative studies typically begin with variables, research questions, or hypotheses, and designs that allow researchers to describe trends, compare groups, examine relationships, or test possible effects. This emphasis is especially relevant in education because many questions involve achievement scores, attendance patterns, survey responses, program outcomes, or differences among classrooms and schools. The book introduces designs such as surveys, correlational studies, experiments, and quasi-experiments in terms accessible to beginning researchers. Its value lies not only in naming these designs but in clarifying what each can and cannot support. For example, a correlational study may identify an association, while an experimental or quasi-experimental design is more suited to evaluating intervention effects. Creswell also connects quantitative analysis to validity, reliability, sampling, and ethical data use. The practical message is that numerical results are only meaningful when the measures are appropriate, the design fits the question, and the interpretation stays within the limits of the evidence. Thirdly, qualitative research as contextual understanding of educational experience. Creswell gives substantial attention to qualitative inquiry, presenting it as a rigorous approach for understanding meanings, processes, and experiences in educational contexts. Rather than reducing classrooms, schools, or learning communities to measurable variables alone, qualitative research asks how participants interpret events, how practices unfold, and how context shapes behavior. The book discusses common qualitative data sources such as interviews, observations, documents, and audiovisual materials, along with analytic practices that identify patterns, categories, and themes. This approach is important because many educational problems are not fully explained by test scores or survey scales. Questions about student identity, teacher decision-making, classroom culture, leadership practices, or inclusion often require close attention to language, setting, and perspective. Creswell emphasizes that qualitative research still requires disciplined, purposeful sampling, careful data collection, transparent coding, credible interpretation, and attention to researcher role. The book therefore counters the misconception that qualitative work is informal or anecdotal. It shows that interpretive depth can be methodologically systematic when researchers document procedures and connect conclusions to evidence. Fourthly, mixed methods is integration rather than simple combination. One of the distinctive features of the book is its balanced treatment of quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods research. Crustwell presents mixed methods, not as a casual addition of interviews to surveys or statistics to observations, but as a design choice that requires integration. The rationale is that some educational problems need both forms of evidence. Numerical data can show patterns across larger groups, while qualitative data can explain how participants experience or interpret those patterns. The book helps readers understand different ways of sequencing or combining methods, such as collecting quantitative data first and then using qualitative follow-up, collecting qualitative data to develop later measurement, or gathering both types of data during the same phase. The key issue is whether the two strands answer a coherent research question and whether findings are brought together meaningfully. This is especially useful in education, where program evaluations, curriculum studies, and school improvement research often require evidence of outcomes and explanations of implementation. Crustwell positions mixed methods as a response to complexity, not as a compromise between competing traditions. Lastly, evaluating research quality through ethics, validity, and practical fit, the book does more than teach how to conduct research. It also teaches how to evaluate whether research is trustworthy. Crustwell emphasizes that educational researchers work with students, teachers, families, and institutions, so ethical responsibilities are central. These include informed participation, respect for confidentiality, careful handling of power relationships, and honest reporting of findings. The book also addresses quality criteria across approaches. In quantitative work, this includes validity, reliability, sampling logic, and appropriate statistical interpretation. In qualitative work, it includes credibility, transparency, depth of description, and evidence that interpretations are grounded in data. Mixed method studies require additional attention to whether the two forms of evidence are genuinely integrated. A practical strength of the text is that it links quality to design fit. A technically polished study can still be weak if its method does not answer the question or if its conclusions exceed the evidence. This evaluative orientation is useful for readers who must critique journal articles, design theses, assess program evaluations, or apply research findings responsibly in schools. In conclusion, educational research is best suited for graduate students in education, beginning doctoral researchers, teacher researchers, school administrators, and practitioners who need to read, design, or evaluate empirical studies. Its main benefit is that it turns research methodology into a usable planning framework. Readers gain a clearer understanding of how to move from a broad educational concern to a researchable problem, how to choose between quantitative and qualitative designs, and how to judge whether conclusions are warranted. The book is also useful for people who consume research rather than produce it, because it explains the assumptions behind surveys, experiments, interviews, observations, and mixed methods designs. Compared with many methodology books that focus mainly on statistics or mainly on qualitative traditions, Crustwell stands out for its balanced and procedural approach. It does not treat research design as an abstract philosophical debate, but it also avoids reducing research to mechanical steps. Its strength is the connection between practical instruction, methodological comparison, and evaluation of quality. Readers needing advanced statistical modeling or highly specialized qualitative theory may need additional sources, but as a core educational research text, it remains valuable because it explains the whole research process in a coherent, accessible, and application-oriented way. If you would like to support John Crustwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.